Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is post-vaccination syndrome. This is a medical pathology that appears after a vaccination, typically thought of as occurring in a child. Today's presentation is not about the overall pros or cons about vaccination, but focused on what to do to reverse problems that may arise after their use. If a child, adult, or even a pet presents in a doctor's office with a problem, the first step is just ascertaining if it's likely the vaccine is associated with the problem, as the patient or parents may not know the vaccine appears causative. Of course, just because symptoms appear after something else, it doesn't prove causative. But vaccination can at least be considered as a possibility sometimes, especially when the symptoms appear abruptly, and the patients or parents can tell you when. Often when this happens, of course, the parents or patient will know the vaccine could be causative. One method to deal with post-vaccination syndrome is simply to give a homeopathically prepared dose of the very vaccine that caused the problem. The preferred potency to begin with is 30C, possibly repeat it later in the week. If symptoms don't resolve well enough, higher potencies may be needed. I've seen this work well multiple times, from an adult who had flu-like symptoms every day for several weeks after a flu shot, to a child who had daily rashes for months after a routine Hib vaccination. So this does illustrate that many different types of symptoms can be post-vaccination, from immune system reactions like the flu, to nervous system problems like convulsions, or probably the most controversial, autistic syndromes. Interestingly, Tylenol, often recommended by pediatricians to be given along with a vaccine, is seen as a bad idea by many holistic doctors, maybe because Tylenol depletes glutathione, a powerful antioxidant used by the body to detoxify. A homeopathic dose of Tylenol can be used after the homeopathic vaccine dosing, if the latter doesn't work. While mercury has been studied as a possible culprit in the vaccine issue, aluminum is also used in these shots, and does correlate with autism, as referenced in the Journal of Inorganic Biochemistry from 2011, hardly a fringe publication. Other ways to detox the body after the vaccination include giving vitamins A and C, as well as that most powerful antioxidant I already talked about, glutathione. One approach to prevention, short of not vaccinating, could be giving the vaccines in an alternate schedule, including waiting until the child is older before giving hepatitis B shot, and delaying all shots until age 5 if there's autism, autoimmune problems, or a family history of bad vaccine reactions. Well, thanks for listening, but this has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.